The dining hall began to clear as instructors dismissed trainees in small groups. Ryan and Liam lingered at the table for a moment longer, neither ready to return to their rooms alone. Liam leaned closer. "Stick close. It's easier that way." Ryan nodded, grateful for the offer, and the two walked side by side down the corridor, heels clicking softly on polished floors. The walk back to their dorms was quiet, but the soft tension between them felt comforting, like a shared burden. When they reached their adjoining rooms, Liam paused at his door. "If you get too caught up reading those rules, knock on my wall. I'll probably be doing the same." Ryan gave a small smile, but said nothing, stepping into his room. The soft pink glow of the bedside lamp greeted him again, casting shadows across the neatly made bed and the welcome kit still sitting ominously on his desk. The Academy Rules and Guidelines booklet stared back at him. He settled on the edge of the bed, opened it slowly, and began to read. "Feminize U Academy Rules. Excerpts 1. Chastity is mandatory. All trainees will remain secured in their chastity belts for the entirety of their stay. Belts will be inspected daily to ensure they are properly fastened and show no signs of tampering. Second evening inspection trainees must present themselves nightly for inspection, wearing the Academy nightgown provided. All belts, posture, and appearance will be checked. Trainees must stand at attention with hands behind their backs. Third, permitted release. Trainees are allowed to use the provided dildo for penetration at any time, but it is the only form of release permitted. The chastity belt remains locked throughout their stay. No manual or external stimulation of the genitals is allowed. Any attempt to bypass or tamper with the belt will result in punishment. Fourth, obedience and posture. Trainees must maintain proper posture at all times. Shoulders back, chin up, knees together when seated. Any infractions will be corrected publicly. 5. Respect and titles. All instructors are to be addressed as Miss or Instructor at all times. Ryan closed the booklet slowly, his throat dry. His eyes drifted to the dildo sitting at the top of his kit. The smooth pink silicone almost mocking him now. The idea that it would be the only source of release for however long he was here felt suffocating. A soft knock at the door jolted him from his thoughts. Liam peeked in, a similar booklet tucked under his arm. "Fun reading, huh?" Liam muttered, sliding inside without waiting for an invitation. He perched on the corner of Ryan's bed, rubbing the back of his neck. "I didn't know about the dildo thing. That's intense." Ryan let out a breath, nodding. "I don't know how anyone lasts through this." Liam offered a small grin. "Guess we're going to find out." Their moment of calm was broken by the soft chime of a bell echoing through the hall. A voice rang out. "Evening inspection will begin in 10 minutes. Trainees must be dressed in their assigned nightgown and prepared for review." Liam stood, smoothing his skirt. "See you on the other side." Ryan dressed in silence, slipping the soft satin nightgown back over his smooth skin, the lace brushing across his thighs again. His hands fumbled as he straightened it, the fabric whispering against his body, amplifying every sensation. The chastity belt pressed tighter beneath the gown, a reminder of his trapped arousal. He stood awkwardly near the door, waiting, his heart racing as footsteps approached. The door opened sharply, and Miss Delaney entered, clipboard in hand. "Inspection," she announced softly. Ryan stood at attention, hands behind his back, chin lifted as best he could manage. Miss Delaney circled him slowly, adjusting the fall of his gown, checking his posture. Then she knelt gracefully, her fingers brushing the hem of his nightgown up to expose the chastity belt. Her hands ran along the metal edges, testing the locks, pressing gently into his hips to ensure the belt was snug, immovable. "Still secure," she murmured, her tone unreadable. She glanced up at him, her eyes sharp. "You're learning." Ryan swallowed hard, his face burning. Miss Delaney stood, making a note on her clipboard before turning to the door. "Inspection complete. Sleep well, sissy. Tomorrow your lessons begin in earnest." The door clicked shut behind her, leaving him standing there, shaken, frustrated, but helpless to do anything about it. Thank you for watching this step of the journey. If you're enjoying Ryan's transformation, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss the next part. And if you'd like early access or to help shape what happens next, check out my Patreon at Feminize You, where the story goes deeper.